At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Susie, I will donate $1,000 to a charity of your choice if you're going to identify the band that we play every single day right here. Normally a little bit earlier, but we had a little chit-chat. $1,000 to a charity of your choice if you name this band.
The song that he just played?
The band, not the song.
Band.
The band. The band. Mm-hmm. If I could name the band that...
Yes, that's what I said, I think.
The band.
Yes.
Trampling Turtles.
That's not even a band.
Yeah.
It's close.
Trampled by Turtles.
Yeah.
Is the band.
Yeah.
That's not this band. Robert Randolph.
And the family band.
And the family band.
Is that what you mouthed to me?
I was trying.
I think you know what he's mouthing to you? Pinhead. Okay, there's someone on TV, and I commented.
On women wearing suits.
On women who wear a suit, a traditional guy suit.
Tie and everything.
Yeah, I like the look. You don't.
I don't.
Why not?
I don't know. It just kind of rubs me the wrong way.
Why? Where is it rubbing you?
It's.
And why is it wrong?
Which way?
And which is the better way?
Up a little.
Wow.
Words Susie has uttered before, I'm guessing, uttered under different circumstances.
To the left. Okay, what I'm saying is that I like a nice sport coat. I will wear a nice white.
That's traditional. We see that all the time.
But if I put a tie.
It's a look. I mean, there are many power suits that women wear. Okay. All the time. And
but they don't have a tie on.
Well,
se.
And this is more of a traditional men's shirt and men's tie. I just think I like it.
Okay.
I like the look. You're out.
I am. I don't like it.
You just.
It's dead to me.
Dead to you. Okay. Dave Harrigan. Where do you stand on that look?
Nope.
No, you're out on it too.
Not a fan.
Why?
Just does not look attractive to me. Doesn't look like it fits right. It's like the men's suit and the women's suit are similar, but they have their very distinct differences, and I appreciate that.
A guy wearing a dress.
It's not.
I'm not the kind of guy that wants to force men's clothing on women, Chad. I want to let them wear what they want to wear.
I'm not saying I'm the one who has more freedom of ideas. You're
it's
the one
I'm hearing.
Oh yeah.
You're the ones who are saying they can't wear it. And it's dead to
you're
me.
You're saying
both
all
of you.
Women have to wear a tie.
That's it.
In your world.
That's
choke.
It.
Choke.
That's exactly right. And by the way, they're tailored. It's not like they're just taking some guy's
that
suit.
That one wasn't. Not the one on TV.
That was not tailored.
That was Trump tailoring.
Yeah, that was, well, she's the ICE deputy director, so maybe they're all told to dress.
And she had bad hair. Let's add
okay,
that.
Okay. So in other words, if she's attractive and it's tailored, you're okay with it?
Maybe.
Yeah.
So it also was a terrible tie. It was a big, fat tie.
Yeah, all of it could be better, but I didn't bring this up just to nitpick her looks.
Yeah, I think it was more.
You know, I'm complimenting it. You know.
All right.
I'm the nice one. Okay, Dave, find me this story.
Oh no, there's more to our conversation than just the suit.
Dread.
Well, it's a relationship story, so okay. And it's a toxic relationship. So when I think of a toxic relationship, I think you. Banksy Eam. This is a relationship slowly withdrawing emotionally from your partner without telling them what they're doing. When the time finally comes to break up, the Banksy-er, just reading from the story, often feels better having mentally checked out of the relationship long ago while the other partner is left blindsided and confused. Okay, let's talk about this. So, all of us have been in a relationship. Two of us are in a relationship right now. You and Ralph, we're not going anywhere with that relationship.
No,
okay?
That's not happening.
So, I think, hasn't a version of this happened to all of us? Maybe we've been the one where maybe it's a short-term relationship, whether it's a longer-term relationship, where you don't feel that spark, where you don't feel that connection. So the emotions just aren't there. The emotions aren't there for the day-to-day. The emotions aren't there if you have kids. The emotions aren't there for sex. The emotions aren't there for just a nice conversation or a dinner. So if one person is clearly showing that and the other person is blindsided, the other person is sadly oblivious, right?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that pretty clear?
What do you do in that situation, though? Does the person say, listen, I'm not into this anymore, and come clean and try to do it in a nice, clear-cut way, even though it's going to break the other person's heart?
Okay.
Have you been broken up with in a bad way like that, ever?
I've been broken up with before, but emotionally just not connected. I mean, Kathleen and I both just knew the marriage had run its course.
Mm.
Right. And we both had talked about it for a while. This is more someone is just, without saying it, is emotionally out. That, I see, to me, I feel like, Dave, that isn't that uncommon. That for whatever reason, one person just isn't feeling it. And for me, I'm not saying it never happens. But if the one person who is so detached, if the other person doesn't see it, what does that also say about the other person's commitment to this relationship? Because clearly the person that they were with before had a different connection to them, and now they've been acting in a different way. Shouldn't they have been more aware of that for a long time or for however long this is going?
Yeah, but if you love somebody, if you're married to someone or just in a very long-term relationship, there's a certain amount of blindness somebody can have. You can explain away 1,000 different things of why someone's acting the way they are.
You may think, Susie, they're just in a funk, right? Things are going on and you're so in love with them, like Dave is suggesting, that you still want to believe things are going to be okay.
Or you're really committed to the idea of the relationship. And I remember when I got a divorce, I was so mad because I didn't want to be divorced. It's not necessarily that I wanted to be with that person, but I didn't want to be divorced.
The concept of divorce.
It was about you. So you just didn't want society to look at you as a divorcee?
A failed at marriage person. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
I had some of that also, too, because, you know, my mother divorced twice. My sisters had multiple divorces. My father divorced. And for Kathleen and I, we were actually in a very, very good spot for most of our marriage. I'm not going to say it was flawless, because it was not. We had challenging times. And in the end, it was definitely the right thing. And now we're, as I've said, you know, hundreds of times, we're great, great friends.
Yeah.
But there was a part of me that, I mean, if you're going to have a failure in your life, that's one of the top failures you can have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there was also a part of me saying, I'm not my mother. I'm not my sister. And I'm not my father. And I'm going to have this relationship and we're going to figure it out. Mm-hmm. And it was not just all the implications tied to it, but it was, man, what a screw up this was. And it was shared responsibility, but, you know, plenty on me too. So I think a lot of people have that feeling.
And I think I might have stayed in it just to not be divorced and not necessarily have been 100% happy. And that's too sad to say. And this many years later, you know, it's 2000, so 26 years.
Yeah.
I'm grateful that I'm out of it. Because I've had a great life. Now, would I have had, what kind of life might I have had I stayed married for all this time? I don't know.
Yeah.
You got to just love the day you're in.
Yeah. And be aware of what's not good.
Yeah.
Right? And
be brave.
I think a lot of people have the default to stay. And maybe, I don't know if I want to say too many people stay too long. Because sometimes people stay longer, and then they figure it out.
And right? They stay longer and understand that that's the game they're playing. And that even though XYZ partner is being a schlub and unemotional and disconnected, it's their life. They want that.
If you don't want it, though, if you've really reached a point where nothing is going to change it, I feel bad for the folks who do stay.
I do, too.
I just, you know, and I know there's some people
like
who are...
They're shorting themselves.
Yeah. There's too many other great things out there that they can pursue. Right. Thank you, Susie.
Yes, lovely to talk to you.
Always lovely. Susie will be back at 2. So we have this big U.S. bank announcement. We're going lighter this hour because that wasn't exactly lighter. That was relationship talk. That was pretty serious. But non-newsy stuff because we were mainly all very serious newsy last hour. U.S. Bank saying one of the biggest concerts in Minnesota history will be announced tomorrow. Then on Twitter, Paul McCartney is announcing he's going back on tour. So it seems like the tea leaves are telling us, Dave, that it's McCartney, right? That would make sense, right, Sir Paul?
Sure would. The timing, obviously.
If you're going to offer up one of the biggest, biggest events in Minnesota history, is that how they phrased it?
Yeah, biggest shows.
Biggest shows. So if you wanted to say, well, wait a second, it doesn't have to be music, what else could it be? But, you know, McCartney's been here twice in the last, 15 years?
Yeah, Target Field.
And Target Center. And saw them both.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was great. Thoroughly enjoyed it. That was a crazy night with Adam because some crazy stuff happened to Adam that night. And there was a lot going on at Target Field that night. I'll leave that up to Adam to tell more about that.
He was also here that one time with his friends from Liverpool.
He was.
That was kind of a big deal.
That was a while ago. That was actually the year I was born, 1965. Somewhere in my house, I have a WDGY cover of the magazine they were selling. It's not in real good shape, but it's when the Beatles came to town. Wrong answers only. Wrong answers only. Who should U.S. Bank announce tomorrow as the biggest event in Minnesota history at U.S. Bank? Cannot be a correct answer. It cannot be Pearl Jam. It cannot be the return of Led Zeppelin. It cannot be, you're right, Tupac was alive the entire time with Elvis, and it's Tupac and Elvis. Cannot be that. It cannot be the Beatles have come back. It cannot be anything legit. Wrong answers only. The U.S. Bank announcement should not be, as we think it's going to be, Paul McCartney. It should be who? And again, not a correct answer, a wrong answer. It's the Harrigan Hotline, 651-461-9226. I could give you right now the Plymouth phone number for Stretch Lab. That's the one I go to the most. Doesn't mean I haven't visited Maple Grove. Doesn't mean I haven't visited the one by the lakes. Doesn't mean I haven't even ventured out to Chanhassen when I loved who they had out there stretching the time. When you go to stretchlab.com, you can pick one of the 11 locations. Okay, you can pick one of the 11 locations, and you'll find a trained specialist. Not somebody's just walking off the street. Okay, so, hey, you look decent shape. Come on in, stretch some people. No, you go through months of training. You go through a lot of follow-up. You go through training even while you're there, and you work with somebody like me. You work with somebody a little bit younger like Dave. You work with somebody like my youngest son. You work with somebody who's a runner, a biker, a jogger. I said, I suppose, runner and jogger, same area. Golfer, tennis. Or you lay on your couch way too much. 25 and 50-minute sessions. I've been going since 2019. And I guarantee you, if you go, you will have a positive experience and you will feel better. And the chances are very, very high you will go back again. Get it done. StretchLab.com.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.